Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning and welcome to yet another One Step Wealthier episode. So in today's episode, I wanted to talk about something that came to my mind recently, a couple of days ago, when I was doing the Rebel Finance School course for beginner investors. So sometimes I like to rewatch the videos of people teaching beginners on how to invest, because then I can apply that to my coaching sessions and also to this podcast. And I treat it as entertainment because I'm not very keen on watching any reality TV shows or any entertainment shows. So my entertainment is personal finance. Yes, I'm that boring. So I love that. I actually loved watching that. And if you have never heard about the Rebel Finance School course, it is actually a free course for beginner investors. It's on YouTube. It's 10 weeks long and it's quite entertaining. Well, at least that's what I think. But it's really, really good to get your basics together before you start investing. It just really starts from scratch, assuming that you don't know anything about personal finance, which if we honest is the case of a lot of people. That used to be my case as well. So that course would have been very helpful for me had I discovered it years ago, but now I just use it for entertainment. So I was watching the week six. That's when they start to actually talk about how to invest your money. And they shared a negative experience that they had with one of the financial advisory firms. And this was just a coincidence, but as you know, I am qualified to become a financial advisor. I haven't pursued that route yet or ever. And the first job that I applied for, it was in that firm. And they were saying how negative their experience was, how they were overcharging so much. There was an entry fee, there was an exit fee, there was an annual fee. And it just seemed everything that I thought about not becoming a financial advisor came to me and just became so true. So I applied for that firm. I went through a very rigorous recruitment process. It was like 6 stages long. And in the end, they didn't hire me basically. So they said that I was not a great fit to their firm. And I got those news during my Camino de Madrid hike in April and I cried for days, if I'm honest with you. Like I cried quite a lot, but for me, it was kind of like a revelation point. It was like, what am I going to do? Because this was the kind of like an okay company that I would handle to work for because they offered a very rigorous training and I wanted to advance in my career, which I thought that was a way of advancing. I wanted to earn more, basically. I wanted to accelerate my FIRE journey and I wanted to become part of that company. And I knew that if this company wouldn't hire me, then my second option would be St. James's Place, which I'm not a big fan of. Needless to say that I really dislike that company. So that rejection really hit hard. And I was thinking, okay, so not even a mediocre financial advisory company that looks good on paper wants me. So I really had an imposter syndrome. But what I'm realizing now is that the firm was actually looking for very moldable people, that the people that would fit their own mold and not someone with strong values and existing knowledge. And it is easy for me to say that, yes, I didn't get hired and therefore I was too good for them. No, I wasn't. They were looking for something that wasn't me. They were looking for somebody that wouldn't have their own opinion. How can I put it? And it made me think during these past few days, how can somebody sell those kind of products, do they really believe in them? Because they know that they are actually selling overpriced products and people can invest by themselves somewhere else. But in some cases, I think it's easier to just do things for people and overcharge. And some people don't mind paying as long as a quote unquote professional handles it. And some people, they are not willing to learn. So maybe that's why those companies are very successful, because this company is extremely successful. All the St. James's Place network companies are extremely successful companies and they have wonderful advisors in what they do. So they're very good at making friends with the customers and convincing them what is the best for them. They're always really neatly dressed. That's what I could observe during my interview, because I had to go to their offices in central London. And what I could observe, that the people who were working there, they really truly believed that they were making a difference in people's lives, which makes me think a lot about the financial industry, because I have to be very careful on what I recommend or what I don't recommend. But then companies like that, they can sell anything they want because they are vouched for by the FCA, which really pains me, because there's not a lot of independent financial advice there, and they are actually called independent financial advisors. I don't think that name is actually accurate, really, because you are not independent. If you are an independent financial advisor for a St. James's Place, you can only sell St. James's Place products, and they're going to be overpriced. And overall, you're going to end up losing a lot of money. Losing is not the right word, probably not earning as much money as you would have done if you would have stuck with passive investments. So it made me think a lot. I'm sorry if I'm just mumbling at the moment, but it really made me think a lot how my values actually prevented me from looking for something else. Because, okay, one company said, no, I could have gone to 50 more. I'm in London, right? Like, there's so many companies. I could have gone to all of them and I could have applied, and eventually one of the companies would actually have hired me as a trainee financial advisor. That wouldn't be a problem. But I just stopped everything and I recorded a podcast episode back in April saying, why am I not a financial advisor? And how did I make this decision to stop everything? Because I was completely, not burned out, but I was disgusted with myself that I was actually applying for those companies and St. James's Place were after me the whole time, and it just didn't feel right. And I'm so happy that the Rebel Finance couple, they actually reaffirmed what I was a long time thinking about. I was thinking that my values are actually ahead of it all. I actually prefer to earn much, much, much less and stick to my values. And I value passive investing, low fees, and transparency. And that was exactly the opposite of what that firm was offering. And that firm, they really saw themselves as saviors, as people who would help other people to achieve their financial goals. Anyway, yes. So now I see that not getting that job was a blessing, because if I would have gotten it, that would have clashed with my principles so much. It would be just soul killing, and it would be awful. It would be awful because I would have to fight against my beliefs every single day, and I would have to do something that is actually completely against my values and my beliefs. Oh, that would have been terrible. So I'm so glad it didn't happen. And again, it is easy for me to say that, because you might say, well, Christina, like, you didn't get the job anyway, so it wasn't your choice. No, it wasn't my choice. And it was easy in a way, because if they would have accepted me, I would have gone there. I would have started with them. And then probably 1 month down the line, I would have realized how unhappy I was. And yeah, anyway. So my core values are integrity and freedom, and I really wouldn't have survived in this role, pushing all those poor products, thinking, wow, any of those people could just open a Vanguard account, just put everything in the Vanguard, it's like a world fund, and they would be fine. Anyway, And at the moment, I'm really enjoying this podcast. I don't know if other people are enjoying it, but I'm enjoying it. So that's the main thing that counts. And if anybody would like to be coached, let me know. If you are a beginner and you would like to learn about how to start investing, let me know, because I can help you with that and I can guide you in the right direction. I can give you the right resources, but I'm quite happy also to not to monetize anything excessively here, because I'm really finding joy helping others learn to invest for free, like I now do. And this podcast is truly my hobby and I'm very proud of it. So yes, that's something that it is my baby. And maybe if I was working as a financial advisor, I wouldn't be able to voice my opinion the way I do now. So yes, I don't want a career where I have to compromise my beliefs for money or my beliefs in general. I just don't want to sell things that I wouldn't myself buy. I just don't want to do that, because how could I convince someone to buy something that for me doesn't hold any value? Like that's mad. That's mad. And sometimes not getting the job, if you applied for something as well and you didn't get it, sometimes that could be the best thing that could happen, because maybe that would lead you to a different path, which is much more filling. So yes, this is where I would like to end this episode. And if you liked it, please, please, please share it with someone. I hate to say that all over again, but it really helps a lot, because I don't pay for advertisement for this podcast. So the only way it grows is by you sharing it with someone. And remember that the best time to invest was yesterday, and the second best is today. And please note that anything I say here, it is not individual financial advice. Always do your own research before making any financial decisions. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.